Welcome to this presentation on the Gospel of Jesus Christ and the Rosary by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Chances are you received this CD from one of our street evangelists or found the presentation online. This CD provides a way to better understand how to pray the rosary that you have been given by listening to others pray the rosary. We will talk about the history of the rosary, how the rosary is a Bible prayer, and especially how to pray the rosary in just a minute. First, though, we want to share an important announcement with you. Maybe you have been wondering if God exists, how you can know that, or what God's plan is for your life. Sometimes life doesn't make sense, and God seems far away. Father Mark Rutherford is here to share with you why 2 billion people across the globe follow this man named Jesus Christ. If you find yourself in a position that you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, or that you need more information, please contact us. You can learn more information at our website at www.streetevangelization.com. There is also information there to call or email us with your questions. We would be happy to pray for you too. And now, Father Mark Rutherford.
St. Paul proclaims that we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. This is the heart of the gospel, that in the beginning God created us, male and female. He created us wonderfully in His eyes. He created us to be very good, and He created us very good. He created us to worship Him, to live for Him, to share in His life, to share in the abundance of His life. And this is good news. He created us from the beginning for a good purpose, for a holy purpose, for a wonderful purpose. The desires of our heart, that the desire for love, the desire for joy, the desire for peace. Three fundamental things that the human heart longs for, that the human heart desires. The human heart longs to be satisfied in all of its complexity. And the Father created these things in our heart to be satisfied. And so in love, He created us with these desires. And in love, He fulfills these desires in Himself. However, mankind, Adam and Eve, they fell. They disobeyed the Father. The Father said, follow me this way. If you do this, you will experience the love, the joy, and the peace that your heart longs for. Just do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Adam and Eve, you know, they listened to the snake, and the snake said, if you do this, you will be like gods. You will be just like Him. And so God is to be a suspect. And this is kind of where the deception came in, that God the Father is something else. He's somebody else other than who He truly is. He's somebody that does not want what is good for us. He's somebody that's holding back from us. He's somebody that doesn't want to fulfill the desires of our hearts, to be filled with love, to be filled with joy, to be filled with peace, to satisfy our intellectual curiosity, our desire to know the truth, to know more things about the universe, about life, about ourselves, about creation, about the world. And so the Father's holding back on us. And the snake, the father of lies, as Jesus calls him, he says to Adam and Eve, he says, the Father, your Father in heaven, he does not have what is best in mind for you. He is to be a suspect. So let's put him on the judgment seat. Let's put him in the courtroom and let's accuse him of being one who's holding back from you. He's keeping you from your full potential. And this is the great lie. This is the great lie that God himself will not help you reach your full potential, help you become the best version of yourself. And isn't that what we all want? We all want to reach our full potential. That's what our coaches tell us when we're young. That's what our teachers tell us. That's what our parents tell us. We're here to help you reach your full potential. And of course, the enemy interjects himself and he says that God is the only one who does not want to help you reach your full potential. And so Adam and Eve, they fell into this, and I fall into this. We all fall into this lie that he is not there for us. He's not there to help us grow and become full, complete human being. And so Adam and Eve, they give into it and they listen to the snake. And the consequences of this, of course, is that in their disobedience to the Lord, in rejecting Him and saying no to Him, sin has entered the world. Sin, by definition, is doing a 180. God says, go this way. And we turn and we go the other way, the other direction. We say, no, we're going to do it our way. You know that famous Frank Sinatra song, I'm going to do it my way. You know, we make that the melody of our life whenever we say to the Father, I'm going to do it my way. way. I'm going to listen to this other voice over here, because this other voice promises so much. This voice over here, it promises life. It promises joy. It promises peace. It promises satisfaction. You know, and isn't that what we listen to when the things of this world, the other voices other than the voice of the Father, these voices that promise so much. They promise life. They promise peace. They promise temporary relief. They promise intellectual satisfaction. They promise the satisfaction of love. But of course, we all know what happens after we give ourselves to these things, that the immediate experience after we give these things, given to these things, is that the same voice that promised life and truth and happiness and peace and joy apart from God, that same voice is the same voice that jumps on us and says, you're nothing, you're awful, you're wicked, you're worthless, you don't have what it takes, you're nasty, you're dirty, you're just a piece of garbage, you're junk. And of course, we fall into this kind of spiral of depression and anxiety, and we're wondering what happened as we're sitting in this pile of mud. And this is exactly what Adam and Eve experienced. And so God, as a good father, as any good father would say to their children who fell into a life that is contrary to one's happiness, he had to say, and he had to point it out, he had to share it with us, that you've fallen into sin. But here's the good news. And here's the good news. The good news is the Father, because he is in love with his children, like any good father who's in love with their children, they're going to help their children become restored. And so the Father, in justice, yes, he had to condemn us. He had to say the wages of sin is death, as the scriptures say. And is that when we separate ourselves from the Father, we can no longer be, we're no longer in union with him, and we can no longer be candidates for heaven. And so in justice, he had to condemn us, because that's what sin does. It separates us from him, from his love. We choose another love. We choose a love of self. We choose a love of sin. We choose a love of the voice of lies. And so those two loves are contrary. The love of the world, the love of the flesh, the love of the enemy, and the love of the Father. And so the Father wants to restore us, though, when our hearts are out of harmony, when we're disconnected, when we're unplugged from that love. And so in mercy, and this is mercy. What's the definition of mercy? The definition of mercy is an undeserved gift. Do we deserve the Father to restore us back to himself? Of course we don't. It's very much like in our own personal lives. We all have the same experience. When somebody hurts us, when somebody rejects us, when somebody insults us, when somebody humiliates us, the first thing that comes to our mind is, this person does not deserve my forgiveness. And you know, there's a truth in that. There's a truth in that that person does not deserve your forgiveness. That's why it's called mercy, to forgive another person, to give them something they don't deserve. And so the Father, in his mercy, gave us something we don't deserve. He didn't just snap his fingers and say, my children on earth, Adam, Eve, the whole world, you, I forgive you. I'm going to restore you. I'm going to bring you back to myself. No, that wasn't enough. And the Father, he could have done that, because he's all powerful and we would have been restored. But the Father, because he loves us so much, he wanted to make it so personal, so intimate. And there's nothing more personal than the person themselves, to be in the presence of a person. It's kind of like, you know, when you're separated from someone, how can you communicate with that person? You can write them a letter. You can shoot them a text. You can tweet them. You can Facebook them. You can give them a phone call. You can look at a picture of them in your wallet, but there's nothing more personal than being in the presence of that person and seeing them face to face. And so the Father, in his infinite, awesome, amazing mercy, when he looks at you, when he looks at me, he says, I want to give you the best, because I want you to become the best version of yourself. So I'm going to give you the best to make that happen. And so he gives us a promise. He gives Adam and Eve a promise. He gives Abraham a promise. He gives Moses a promise. He gives all of the descendants of Abraham a promise, that he's going to send a savior who's going to save us from, not from the physical things of this world or physical oppression, but he's going to come, he's going to save us from the consequences of turning away from him. And the consequences of turning away from him is a life that's not filled, that's not satisfied, that's not abundant, that's a life of misery. And he's come and he's sent his only son, Jesus Christ, who has a face. He sent his son who is Lord. And as John 3:16 says, of course, you know, we all see that at the baseball games, being held up behind the batting cage. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that anyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. In other words, for God so loved you, he gave his only begotten Son. And when you see that word world in John 3:16, replace that word world with your own name. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son. And because he created us in his image and likeness, there's built into us this longing to gaze upon the face of God. That's how we're designed. And everything we pour ourselves into, everything we give ourselves to, whether it's good things, and even when it's sin, we're seeking something that's going to satisfy our heart's desire. That something is someone, and that someone is the Father. And Jesus Christ came into the world to reveal to us the face of the Father. And this is why Jesus Christ says to his apostles, "Have I been with you for so long that you do not yet know that when you see me, you see the Father. When you hear me, you hear the Father." And so the apostles, they learned that in the person of Jesus Christ, they were encountering something much greater than a rabbi, much greater than a guru, much greater than a teacher, much greater than merely a master, much greater than a good friend, something far greater than the patriarchs who've gone before them, greater than all the prophets before them. They're in the presence of someone who is more. Because this someone, not only does this someone proclaim God the Father, not only does this someone proclaim the Word of God, this someone is the one who is proclaimed. No prophet, no rabbi, no person here on earth pointed the finger at themselves and said, "Follow me." No rabbi ever said, "Follow me." The rabbi always pointed his finger to the scriptures. He always pointed his finger to God and said, "Follow him, follow his word." But here comes someone who says and points the finger at himself, and he says, "This is the face of the Father. This is how much he loves you. This is his pledge of love to you, that he sends me his own son, God in the flesh, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, the one who is in eternal union with the Father in heaven, has taken on your flesh." And this is the ultimate meaning of love, right? This is the meaning of marriage. This is what every feminine heart longs for, that their husband be totally committed to them. This is what every person longs for, that the one who says that I love you is united to them in everything, in their suffering and their pain and their sorrow, and helps them rise up out of it. And this is what God does, is he takes on our flesh. He becomes one flesh with us. Of course, this is God's definition of marriage, isn't it? This is what he says, that what is marriage? But when a man leaves his mom and dad, and a woman leaves her mom and dad, and they become one flesh together, and they join each other. And this is what Jesus Christ did with us here on earth. And this is why he calls us his bride. This is why he calls his people his bride, and he calls himself the bridegroom, is because his bride, us, we are worth becoming one with. We are worth our flesh, our body, our fallenness, all of our pain, all of our suffering, all of our agony, our sin, everything. He took it all upon himself. And this is why, you know, in the prophet Isaiah, he says, "By his wounds we have been healed." He took it upon himself. He took everything. He took death, people who've died in your family. He took upon every insult that you've received. He's taken upon himself every act of rejection that you've received. He's taken upon himself every sorrow that you have, every sin you've ever committed, no matter how big it is. It doesn't matter how big it is. You could have robbed a million banks, and you could have been the worst person in the eyes of the world. You could be the worst person in the eyes of the world. Everybody looks at you and they say, "You're the worst. You're the nastiest. You're the most wretched. You're evil." He even took that upon himself. He took you upon himself. That's what he did. That's how much he loves you. There's nothing that we can do that's so big, that's unforgivable. And this is why St. Paul says, we do not preach ourselves. We preach Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ crucified. The resurrection, he rose from the dead so that we might rise from our own sin, from our own death. But he didn't just rise, but before he rose from the dead, he died on that cross. That's the ultimate act of love, to lay your life down for your friends. And this is exactly what he does. He calls you friend. He wants you to be his friend. And of course, the voice of lies, he tries to interject himself and say, he is not your friend. He doesn't love you. All God is interested in doing, all Jesus is interested in doing, is condemning you. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save the world. He came to to wrestle Satan. He came to pin him down. He came to kick him out of the house of our hearts, to tie him up. He himself used that image, that when a strong man overtakes a house, and it seems like all those who are in that house are captives of the strong man being Satan, sin, death, misery. Jesus Christ says that unless a stronger man comes in and ties him up and binds him up and kicks him out, nothing's going to change. But guess what? Jesus Christ is knocking on the door. He's knocking on the door of your heart. The doorknob on that door is not on the outside. It's on the inside. Only you can open up that door. Jesus Christ, who is Lord, who is God, who died for you, who went through his agony thinking of you. He's a gentleman. He'll never burst through that door. He'll never force you. Jesus Christ does not proselytize. Proselytize means to manipulate someone into giving their yes to the truth. Jesus doesn't want to manipulate you. He doesn't want to fake you out. He knocks on the door and he patiently waits for us to open that door. And so this is the invitation that Jesus Christ extends to each one of us, to not be afraid to open that door. We're afraid of the skeletons in our closet. We're afraid of the strong man that lives in our house that seems to rule our life, whether it's addiction, sin, stuff that we've never told anybody. But the good news is that the one who knocks on the door, as soon as you open that door, you're going to see a smiling face, not someone who's looking at you with condemnation, because this someone, this person, Jesus Christ, the face of the Father's love for you, he wants to flood you with life. He wants to flood you with joy. He wants to fill the interiority of your heart with light, with peace, with his presence, with his radiance. He wants to satisfy every single desire of your heart. Don't be afraid to open that door and say, Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my home, come into my heart. I say yes to you. I'm tired of trying to live life on my own, by my own strength. Some of us are surrounded by a lot of people. We got a lot of relationships, but we're lonely. We're tired. Some of us don't have anyone around us, and we're tired, and we're lonely. We hear a voice that says, just give up. Life's not worth living. But then there's the voice of truth. And the voice of truth says, you are good. You are not alone. I love you. Your life is worth living. Let me come in, and I will show you a world that will exceed anything you could possibly imagine. A world of joy, of fulfillment, of peace, of purpose, of direction, happiness with me, my Father, and the Holy Spirit for all eternity. It's not a bad deal. All we got to do is open that door. Will you? Will you open that door? If you like, let's pray. Let's invite the one who knocks on the door. Only if you want to. Only if you mean it. There's no force here. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for coming to save me. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for dying for my sin. Thank you for rescuing me, for saving me from the many things that threaten my life and drag me down. Lord, I've allowed myself to listen to the voice of lies, to the father of lies, for too long. Lord, I am sorry for listening to that voice. In so many ways, I have said no to your love. Lord, so many times I didn't even know your love was even there. I didn't know. And so, Lord, today, right now, because now I know how in love you are with me, that you invite me into relationship with you. I need you, Jesus. Save me, Lord Jesus. Take me in your awesome, redeeming, loving embrace. I want to know what it feels like to be embraced by divine love. I repent of my sin. I reject my sin. I'm tired of trying to live life without you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be my God. I am totally yours, Jesus. You give me everything. And so I give you all that I am. Amen.
Welcome to this presentation of the Holy Rosary. The Rosary is a way to meditate and to pray the Bible. In fact, the Rosary is a meditation on the life of Jesus Christ. The use of beads to help Christians concentrate on prayer goes back centuries before the Rosary. Tradition holds that the Rosary was given to St. Dominic in 1221 in a vision of Jesus' mom, the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Rosary was instrumental in the conversion of the Albigensians, who believed in two gods, one good and one evil, in St. Dominic's time. It has a significant role in helping people come closer to Jesus in the history of the Church. In 1571, Pope Pius V ordered Catholics to pray the Rosary prior to the Battle of Lepanto and held a Rosary procession in St. Peter's Square. The Rosary is attributed to the victory of John of Austria over the Ottoman Turks. 2 years after the victory, Pope Gregory XIII changed the title of the feast in honor of the victory from Our Lady of Victory to Our Lady of the Rosary, a feast day that the Church still celebrates today. The Rosary is a way to pray and meditate on the Holy Bible. The two main prayers of the Rosary, the Our Father and the Hail Mary, are found in the Gospels. Each mystery of the Rosary focuses on a different part of the life of Jesus Christ. There are four sets of mysteries in all. Those include the joyful, which focuses on the early life of Jesus, the sorrowful, which focuses on his death, the glorious, which focuses on his resurrection, and the luminous, which focuses on his earthly ministry. For this presentation, we are going to recite the sorrowful mysteries and meditate on the death of Jesus Christ for our salvation from hell, that we might have peace in this world and the next, even in the midst of suffering. If you have never prayed before, don't be afraid. God hears you. Through prayer, we experience communion with God. He wants each of us to be his disciple, and he wants each of us to follow him. Prayer can be as simple as, "Thank you, God, for the weather today." Really, it can be that simple. Or, "Jesus, please forgive me my sins." Maybe you want to pray for a need like, "Jesus, please heal my family member who is sick." Prayer should be sincere and from the heart. That is what matters. A prayer such as, "Jesus, please heal my friend," are prayers of intercession, where we are asking for God's help. The Rosary is a different kind of prayer. It's a meditative prayer in which we love and adore God and call to mind everything he did for our salvation. As we pray the Rosary, we are going to begin by holding the crucifix. On that prayer, we will say the sign of the cross and the Apostles' Creed. If you know how to make the sign of the cross by touching your forehead at Father, your heart at Son, your left shoulder at Holy, and your right shoulder at Spirit, great. If you don't know how, that's okay. The first big bead after the crucifix, we are going to say the Our Father. Then, the next three beads, we are going to say Hail Marys for the virtues of faith, hope, and love. On the fifth and last bead before the circle begins, we will say the Glory Be and then announce the first mystery. For the rest of the rosary, we will make our way around the beads. You will notice 10 small beads in 5 sets and 1 large bead between each set. The 10 small beads represent Hail Mary. The single large bead represents the Our Father. Each set is one mystery of the rosary that we will meditate on. For instance, that might mean remembering the crucifixion in our minds as we listen to Scripture and pray. If this seems complicated, it's okay. You can either follow along with a brochure your evangelist gave you, or just listen and do your best to follow the beads. It can take several times practicing before you know which prayer goes with every bead. Jesus is so happy that you are meditating on the rosary, even if you miss a bead. Let's go ahead and begin as we pray the 5 sorrowful mysteries of the Holy Rosary. These mysteries allow us to meditate on the passion and death of Jesus Christ. Let us begin meditating on the Rosary, a Bible prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. The Our Father is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The Hail Mary is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Doxology. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The First Sorrowful Mystery, the Agony in the Garden. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Then he said to them, My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. My son, if you come forward to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for temptation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror overwhelms me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. My anguish, I writhe in pain. Oh, the walls of my heart. My heart is beating wildly. I cannot keep silent, for I hear the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Give heed to me, O Lord, and hearken to my plea. Is evil a recompense for good? Yet they have dug a pit for my life. Remember how I stood before thee to speak good for them, to turn away thy wrath from them. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I hear many whispering, terror on every side. Denounce him, let us denounce him, say all my familiar friends, watching for my fall. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He has made my teeth grind on gravel, and made me cower in ashes. My soul is bereft of peace. I have forgotten what happiness is. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. My heart is broken within me, all my bones shake. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intents of his mind. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Then I said, Lo, I come. In the roll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Amen. The second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. They cried out again, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us test him with insult and torture, that we may find out how gentle he is, and make trial of his forbearance. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He became to us a reproof of our thoughts, and the very sight of him is a burden to us, because his manner of life is unlike that of others, and his ways are strange. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Is it nothing to you, all who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, sorrow which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and with his stripes we were healed. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I am a man who has seen affliction under the rod of his wrath. He has driven and brought me into darkness without any light. Surely against me he turns his head again and again all the day long. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Accept whatever is brought upon you, and in changes that humble you, be patient. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. But I am a worm, and no man, scorned by men, and despised by the people. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Nevertheless, in thy great mercies, thou didst not make an end of them or forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Amen. The third sorrowful mystery, the crowning with thorns. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And they spat upon him, and took the reed and struck him on the head. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For gold is tested in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of humiliation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The greater you are, the more you must humble yourself, so that you will find favor in the sight of the Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do not boast about wearing fine clothes, nor exalt yourself on the day that you are honored. For the works of the Lord are wonderful, and his works are concealed from men. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Many were astonished at him. His appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the sons of men. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He had no form or comeliness that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And, as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Amen. The fourth sorrowful mystery, the carrying of the cross. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it upon his son. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. With a yoke on our necks, we are hard driven. We are weary. We are given no rest. Young men are compelled to grind at the mill, and boys stagger under loads of wood. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The precious sons of Zion, worth their weight in fine gold, how they are reckoned as earthen pots, the work of a potter's hands. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Her princes were purer than snow, whiter than milk. Their bodies were more ruddy than coral. The beauty of their form was like sapphire. Now their visage is blacker than soot. They are not recognized in the streets. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He has walled me about so that I cannot escape. He has put heavy chains on me. Though I call and cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my way with fitted stones. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. They wander blind through the streets, so defiled with blood that none could touch their garments. Away, unclean, men cried at them. Away, away, touch not. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Sorely have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So they took Jesus, and he went out, bearing his own cross, to the place called the Place of the Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Amen. The fifth sorrowful mystery, the crucifixion and death of the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And when they came to the place which is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The enemy has destroyed everything in the sanctuary. Thy foes have roared in the midst of thy holy place. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. He poured out his soul to death, and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Abraham said, God will provide himself the lamb for a holocaust, my son. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And between the throne and the four living creatures, and among the elders, I saw a lamb, standing as though it had been slain. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Then I looked, and lo, on Mount Zion stood the Lamb. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a lance, and immediately there flowed out blood and water. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Then he showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Amen. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, pray for us.
That we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that meditating on these mysteries in the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
How deep, how wide, how long, how high. is your